girl, just let it go. The Word of God says, forget about it. He is doing a new thing. Matter of fact, he said, don't we even see it? It has already begun. Today, I'm telling you one truth about the past and why reviewing old history isn't helping. I believe you're going to be blessed. Tune in. Hey, sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. I want to start out with this passage of scripture from Isaiah 43, 18 through 20. I'm going to read it in two different versions. The first one is from the God's Words translation. It says, forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago. I am going to do something new. It is already happening. Don't you recognize it? I will clear a way in the desert. I will make rivers on the dry land. The second translation is from the Message version. It says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert. Rivers in the Badlands. Woman of God, forget about it. Let it go. Whatever happened in the past is in the past. Scripture tells us to forget about it because God is doing something new. Now, in the past, maybe it didn't work. Maybe there was this dry land. It was like a desert to you. But clearly, God says, in this season of your life, I will clear a way in the desert. I will make rivers on dry land. So if you still have this desire, it's time to bring it forth now. It may not have worked before. It wasn't time before. But now it is time. But we have to forget the past. Stop reviewing old history and replaying that same movie over and over again. If it should have worked, it would have worked. You know, a lot of times we say that, oh, if it should have, would have, could have. Yes, if it should have been, it would have been. But it wasn't. It wasn't then. You know, whatever the investment was, it didn't work. It may have been a failure to you. Okay, but you're not a failure. You're not defined by your past. Whatever those past mistakes were, so what? You have learned from there. What have you learned that is going to propel you forward? What have you learned from that event or that situation, that circumstance that is going to nourish where you are right now in your present? Because God has given you this purpose. He has given you this desire. But we keep dwelling on the past and what didn't work then. It wasn't time then. Forget about it. God said he's doing a new thing. Don't you see it? It's already happening. And we see glimpses of that all the time. There's evidence up here and evidence over there and evidence all around us. But the enemy keeps in our head reminding us of all of this stuff in the past when clearly God is saying, forget about it. Forget everything that has happened. Be alert. Be present. He is doing a brand new thing. So even if we started something in the past and it worked for a little bit and it just fizzled out for whatever reason, and now you still have that desire, it's because he's doing a brand new thing with that desire he's given you. So nothing is ever wasted, but we cannot remain in the past and reviewing and replaying the same old messages in our mind over and over again if we're trying to step into our purpose. One thing, one truth about this is that God is doing a brand new thing in your life right now in this season where you are. Another thing is we must forgive ourselves for whatever happened in the past. We must forgive ourselves. Honey, we did the best we could with what we knew. And it is okay. It's a lot of times that regret is what's holding us back. We've made mistakes. I have made plenty of them. Plenty of mistakes, I'm telling you. And I remember going 2 years, I was just regretting on one of the biggest investments I had made in myself. And it just didn't turn out like I thought. And for 2 years, I was just upset. Every time I thought about it, I was just, you know, upset about it because it didn't turn out. And I have spent so much money every time. And this went on for 2 years for me. And I, at one point, had to forgive myself for making that bad choice. And once I forgave myself, it released me from it. Now I think about it and I can take things from that experience and use it to propel me to where I'm going, to where God wants me to be. I use it as a lesson of what not to do this time around. But it happens to us all. It happens to us all where we will, you know, something didn't work out and we're still here and we still love God and we're still just, you know, in ministry. We're, you know, loving our families. We're still doing all the things and we get ready to do something different. We want to do something different because God has placed that desire in us because it's going to please him, as I've mentioned on several podcasts before, Philippians 2:13. But the enemy will bring that experience up of that bad investment or choice we made and just keep playing and replaying it in our mind like a movie. And, you know, at some point we have to take control of it. And that's why scripture says capture every thought. Because even though that is something that's true, that has happened in our lives, we can capture that thought right there and say, oh, no, 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 that is the past. God said for me to forget about it. He's doing a brand new thing, and I'm standing on this word right now. He says, stay present. I am going to stay present. I'm not going to worry about whatever happened, happened. I forgive myself for that mistake that I made, and I'm ready to release it and let it go. And then you can move forward. It's easier said than done, but the more you say it, the more you capture that thought before it starts to connect with you emotionally again, bringing up all of those feelings, the easier it's going to get. Capture that thought in the beginning, honey. Start speaking something different to it. Release it. Let it go. Return it right on back to the sender because the past is the past. Scripture says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. We need to be alert in this season. We need to be present because God is doing something brand new. I hope this blesses you. Talk to you soon. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.